related.
And
Ephesians
qualities.
4, 5 encourages
and
us
there's a process
to do
by
so.
Which we can gain this power.
Ephesians 4, genuine love.
Sorry,
4:15 says, but speaking the
Holy
truth
Spirit of God
love,
to control our
lives
into him,
and
to guide us through
in
each
all
trial
things,
and testing with the right
head
response.
May grow up into him in all things, which is
and
the head.
That's
James
Christ.
1,
3 and,
and then
four.
Ephesians 3:17 reminds
us 1, 7,
that being rooted and grounded in love,
James 1:3
and
4
says,
our love for him.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith
work
and our love will convince the world
patience have
that God sent his Son
that
into
he
the
may
world
be perfect,
to be the
an
Savior
of the world,
wanting nothing.
And,
that's
and then
John
1:34 and 35,
that the trial of your faith
would,
being much more
there,
precious than gold.
And,
if you recall the setting of John 13,
more precious than gold.
It's the night that Jesus is betrayed,
it's
the Last Supper,
though it be tried
and
with
we
fire,
have,
might be found
five chapters
the praise
there
in
honor,
the book of John.
In glory,
13 and 14 to
take place in the upper
Jesus
room,
Christ.
And then the
and
other three,
15,
16, and 17 that
the
take place
of our great God
on
and
their
Savior.
Way to the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane. So
found
these last thoughts here,
and so the
God
testing,
giving, the Lord has given them a new command,
include,
and he says, a new commandment I give unto you,
that
ye
love
God.
One another.
As I have loved you,
thanking him
that ye
all
things even trials.
Another.
And by this shall all
rejoicing
men
know
that ye are my disciples,
by finding
if
benefits
you have love one that. To the other. And
that's
digging
deep
there are
into
warnings
your faith
in Scripture
when you get into these areas.
For us.
And then
certainly
warning
by
against memorizing
philosophy.
And engrafting Scripture.
And philosophy is
and then
the
crying out to God
appeal
to the world
to our attention,
and doing good to all
and,
people.
And dictionary describes philosophy,
who have
philosophy as the search by logical
and to
reasoning.
To the degree that we observe
our
these
understanding
responses,
we'll experience the power
and principle
and
love
of the universe
and the other related
character. Life
qualities.
And morals and of human perception.
And now we're
going
to get down to
what is character.
So it's a system of ideas.
Well, character is the inward motivation
to do
what is
right,
or a man who
according to the highest
standards
of behavior.
And Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of the world and after the rudiments of
the
degree that we observe these responses.
And so
we'll experience genuine love.
Too often, though, this
character
desire
that
we
have
of stable and distinct
is more
qualities
like the general desire that
built
we all
into
might
have
an
for,
individual's
say,
life,
a better job,
which
maybe
determines how
a little bigger house
he or she
responds,
and
regardless
a new car.
Of the circumstances.
There's nothing wrong with those things in themselves.
Character is the wise
as
response
as we
to
have
the pressure
our
of a difficult
right.
situation.
And God
and
said,
what we
seek
do
ye first
when
the kingdom
think
of God,
no one
is
in his
righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. So we really have a conflict here. We have two desires, the one to grow in our faith and our walk with the Lord.
The word for
and,
character
the other
is translated
material desires.
In Scripture as the express
and let's identify
image
them as one
of God.
Is of eternal value.
And it's
that has
it
a reward
originally
in this life
denoted
and also in the next
as an engraver.
And then the second is
or the engraver's
a,
tool.
What I'll call a temporal
and then it
value
came to
system,
be the little block,
one that's
block,
willing to exclude
a word,
the eternal,
if it's
creating
it,
that had that image on there that went stamped
the,
out.
God is not and then
gave you
God
that
is
exact
not
image.
Priority.
And
as Christians,
that
our priority
ought to be with the Lord.
And so it was, could be
so every
a,
young man,
a character,
or
a mark,
or a
and I think
a
some
sign.
Of us older men as well.
I
think
have
of Moses.
Dictionaries.
I went to
all eight, of
my
them.
Hero. He was 80
and
when
shows
he began
up
in
his
all
ministry.
Those dictionaries.
But we have it also in Scripture
desert,
in Matthew 22:17-21.
We want to be a success in life. And I have good news for you on that side there. God wants you to be a success as well.
And that's a little, and the things that
passage there where
we'll
they're
examining,
at least with these
trying to
young
catch Jesus in something
the
as they usually
months,
were, the scribes
and
the Pharisees,
and this is about paying
will,
tribute.
When we practice them
in Matthew 23:17,
our success.
Says,
tell us therefore what
guarantee
your success.
Is it lawful to give
tribute unto
and
Caesar?
I'm talking
or not?
About a Bible based.
But Jesus perceived their wickedness and
practical,
said, why tempt ye me?
Applications. Show me the tribute
will
use.
And they brought into your life penny. Daily with your
and
friends,
he saith
your
unto
family,
them,
your,
whose
your
is this employment?
Image and superscription?
And, God's got a guarantee.
They saith unto them, Caesar.
You turn to Joshua 1:8
and 9.
Them,
render
it's an interesting
unto
passage
Caesar
because
the
it's the only place
Caesar's.
In the Bible where success
and unto God, the
is
things
mentioned.
That are God's.
Joshua
so,
1:8 and 9.
In Hebrews 1:3, if you would turn
it says
to that,
there that this
book of
the
law
shall not depart out
image.
Of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
What image is
that
the Christian
thou mayest observe
to
do according to all that is written therein?
For Hebrews
then thou
1,
shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Verse 9.
And like a reminder, have not I commanded thee, be strong and be of a good courage.
That if I could say
be not afraid,
so
neither be thou dismayed,
for the Lord thy God
manners,
is with thee, where there so
times past
unto the fathers by the prophets,
and
hath in these last
about
days
meditation
spoken unto us by
his
God's
son,
word.
Whom he
and,
hath appointed heir
most
of
you living
in
my farm
community
know
the cow
has
four stomachs.
Being the brightness of his glory
in,
and the express image
on,
of his person,
regurgitate it,
and upholding on. All things by the
and,
word of his power.
That's what meditation is.
When he
it's
had
taking God's word
our sins,
through your
sit
mind,
down
on
the
right
will,
hand of the majesty,
your emotions
on high,
and using
so
his
words
and
building
your
own
what I
call
the grid of Scripture.
And for the Christian,
grid of Scripture.
That's our Lord and Savior,
and
Jesus Christ.
And
so
these
you can sift
49
the things
that
come into your life,
here,
whether they're trials,
identify,
or whether they're temptations,
his life,
or whether they're
and
blessing
in person.
You take it through the
and
grid
since
of Scripture.
He's the full personification
of all good character
help you
qualities.
In evaluating your personal relations.
And James 1:17,
the size of your grid will change.
Says every good
as
gift
grow,
and every perfect gift is from above.
Now a grid can be
it
large.
Cometh down from the
can
Father
big
of lights, with whom is
little
no
squares,
tiny
squares.
Neither
recall
shadow.
In Luke 22:31,
what God then, said to Simon Peter there.
He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan
hath desired to have you
too,
that he may sift
him.
You as wheat.
Which says, for in him,
that kind of
that
tells
the Lord
me,
Jesus
got a grid
Christ
out there
dwelleth all
my
the fullness
needs
of the Godhead bodily,
and ye are
you
complete
might sift
in
you
him,
as wheat,
but
which
I have prayed for thee
that
thy faith fail
and
not,
power.
And when thou art converted,
and
strengthen thy brethren.
Understanding character
well, you know,
explains
God
why
for,
things happen to
the
us.
Disciples there in John
because
17
all
and
things
he,
work
in
together,
his high priestly prayer.
He included
he
us in
that
the
prayer.
Lord to those whom called.
So he's praying for us.
Purpose
and
things.
We need that grid.
Romans 8:28
and
29
says, for whom he
we
didn't
can
foreknow,
combat it with the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians
3:20
and 21.
Of his son. And we're going to skip over here. And this is my,
and look
no
what
book.
It says here.
Computer.
It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding
and
abundantly, and I love those.
There was
kind
a time
of
when I
didn't
have to be so specific
exceeding
about
abundantly.
It, I'm in that
above
stage.
All that
we ask or
what
think
I have
old timers
according
disease,
to the power that works,
which is a precursor to Alzheimer's.
It
just
means
I have
glory,
it,
but it
has
in
the
church
by Christ
yeah.
Jesus throughout
so,
all ages, world without.
So
end.
We're going to be
Amen.
Looking at exceeding abundantly. I was talking with a
alertness,
a couple of the young fellows, the other.
Night
versus
carelessness.
The other afternoon about.
Oh, no, I was putting this
the New
thing
Jerusalem.
Together.
What's the New Jerusalem
I like that comes out?
Like to keep
God
my beard
out of heaven.
Sure.
This wonderful
I've got
love.
This
city
set of clippers.
That one day will be our home.
And if you put this,
and when you try to think about it, you can't think
space
about
around
it.
It
really
it
just
works
told us here.
It all
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all.
Take it
all
down
that
a little bit and
ask
I
think.
Up,
and I forgot
according
that I'd
to
taken
his
it off
power.
And then put it back on.
So
and if you,
we,
some of you might have
noticed
here, shortchanged
God
some
2 or 3 weeks
ago.
We can't
run
and I had almost a half
a
mustache here.
To the I was so close.
But the power for true success is
alertness.
Wow,
to build character.
I did tell
into
a young
your
man
life.
About it. I mean, that's too good of
and the key to growth in any individual's life is
but alertness
character.
Is exercising
so
my physical and spiritual senses.
About character.
And this is the
to recognize
introduction that
the
dangers
had.
That could diminish
but it went on for about
resources.
Four or five
God
weeks.
Is so I'm not going to give you all. I'm going to give you a little
You know, he's given every one of us resources, a character to examine. He's given the key to growth in any individual's life.
Mental aptitude.
What is character? What's the difference between
character and value?
Think about the church play. How is character distinct from religion?
That was a great use of talent.
Why is power needed for character?
Because you can't do it the ideal to use what we have for
what's the secret of character building?
And
so you have multiple talents.
And is there a supernatural power
dealing with
crying
out future
to God.
Plans? All those
just think about that one the next time you read scripture
on how you respond
and
to
see, see where, how many times
and,
somebody cries.
Alertness presupposes that
in the Psalms over
there are
over
dangers
and
threatened to
Bible.
Diminish.
Or destroyed unto
the Lord.
The resources
this
God has entrusted
Lord
to us.
Heard his voice.
And so that being the case, we need to use extreme
and,
care.
What's the threefold
protecting
response
these
gaining
resources?
Power.
And
so
there
we're going to be looking at
two
tracing
Bible words,
conflicts to care
alertness.
Deficiency.
And
how would that beware
play out?
Is one of those.
Well,
over
that.
The course of our
beware.
Studies, we'll see
beware
how that every conflict in life,
the other one is
can be traced either the neglect
of fines
or
the
violation
of alertness
or misapplication
and
of one
beware,
or
there
more
three Greek
qualities.
Words that are all translated.
And there are 49
beware. Character
we get it
qualities.
From the Bible, we get it from the dictionary.
And there are 49 opposing
and
negative qualities.
And one of those
let's
means,
take, for example,
one of those conveys a different intensity
and, of alertness.
Each
young
one
man
may
have
a
some
conflict.
And
the first one here is
and that
level,
could be traced
to
a lack of honor,
give general
obedience.
If you're walking through a strange place,
and it may not be well lit,
the first thing you're alert to is
let's see if
the
Bible
says
something
about
something.
That.
And
that's
you kind
of
been
the
way
we look at a problem.
Natural,
see what the Bible says about
attentive.
Ephesians 6, 1 to 3.
And then the
and that's one we probably
next,
all know.
Word
and
if we don't,
is,
we should
phileso.
And that
says, children, obey your
parents in
the Lord, for this
is
right.
Honor thy father and mother,
might have,
which is the first commandment
for those
who are in
his
care,
that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long
duty.
On the earth.
Serious thing in a military.
And I know they were
serious.
And
Sunday school teacher,
they were talking
the
about
the third word
is
prosecco.
And that means to be cautious about.
And the teacher
to
said,
beware.
Well, does it have anything to
and you can get
say,
it,
as
I said, all these out of the dictionary.
And the little
and vigilance, 7-year-old,
to take heed lest
he
lack of oversight,
thou shalt not kill,
or indolence on our part.
That really wasn't the
some
right
destructive
one.
Calamity
432, Ephesians
suddenly
432
covers
that.
And the
and
way
that says,
be
in kind,
1
other
tender
hearted,
to church,
forgiving one another,
even as God.
And it
Christ
tells them,
elders,
be sober,
you.
Be vigilant.
Think about that the next time
because
you
have your adversary, the devil,
someone, and
you really don't want
to
worry,
you're
upset,
you're
angry,
about
your
seeking whom he may devour.
Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
Lions
and then maybe
and
the conflict.
Called pride.
The wife may have a conflict because
and,
of her circumstances.
Well, part of the hunting party
and go across the area.
Maybe traced to the need
of
others in
life
arrive.
For contentment,
the game,
or for
hide.
Gratefulness.
And
or for joyfulness.
The
other lions
frighten
the prey,
addresses
driving
that.
It into the path of the concealed hunter.
Look at Philippians 4:4.
And those who are truly alert.
And it says,
rejoice in the Lord always.
Both
and again,
I
say
rejoice.
And right down in that same passage,
well.
Philippians
James
4:13
says,
I can do all
submit
things
yourselves
through Christ
unto
which
God.
Strengthens me.
Resist the
if
devil.
You believe those,
you
have to follow
those.
You only have two things
no.
in Scripture. You have
and,
you have commandments.
So what
that
are
God
we to be alert
to?
Your will to get you to obey.
Well, we need to be
and you
beware
have
of Matthew
promises.
7:15.
He
entrusts to your spirit and your
Matthew
soul.
7:15
to work on you.
Says beware of false
and
prophets which come to you in sheep's
you.
Clothing.
And
but in 19,
Philippians says,
wolves.
But God, my God, shall supply all your need according to his
and,
riches
I noticed
in glory by
through
Christ
the,
Jesus.
The Gospels there that,
and then Colossians 3:18 says, wives,
the disciples would
submit
ask
yourselves
him,
unto your question,
husband.
He would
now
say,
that's
be
not
aware.
Women, submit yourself to
be not deceived.
Submit yourself
to
your own husband
over in Scripture.
As it is fit in the Lord.
And Jesus warned his disciples
and
in
then,
Luke 12:1,
the Father,
to beware
harsh
ye
of
the leaven
of the Pharisees.
He would need to focus on the qualities
hypocrisy.
Of
patience,
leaven in the Bible,
gentleness,
indicates false doctrine,
wisdom,
and then in
flexibility,
Luke 12:15,
humility.
He told them to
control,
take heed,
and genuine love.
And he's got a whole boatload
of
things
he could work on
for a man's life.
And
consisteth not in the abundance
Ephesians 6:4,
of the things which he possesses.
And America is a nation that spends
multiple
hundreds
of millions
of dollars.
Ephesians 6:4 says,
and ye fathers, provoke
not
your children
to wrath.
And everyone
in
bring them
up in the
nurture
and
admonition of the Lord.
You can't escape.
And then just a
couple
chapters back in Ephesians 4,
you get these pop-ups.
29:31,
it says,
let no corrupt
communication
come
of the age
where
I like something that had
but that which is good
to the use
of
edifying,
simple,
that
it
may minister grace
linkage
unto the hearers.
And
you
bang on it
with
the
Holy Spirit of God.
Even my phone.
Whereby
you are
sealed unto
the
day of redemption.
Okay.
Let all bitterness and wrath
and
anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you.
Expands that warning
with all malice.
Beware
lest any man
spoil
you
through
philosophy
and vain deceit.
Even as God,
for
Christ's
sake,
hath
after
the rudiments
of
the
world,
and
not
just pay a little more attention to some of these things,
God,
and all of these will damage
more
harmonious
relationship
serving
in
our families.
And
I recall
many
years
Philippians
3:2,
beware
of dogs.
And
I
had
some
dogs
with
men
with evil minds.
Like
beware of evil
workers.
And I noticed my
younger
brother,
he was with his children.
Beware,
lest
ye
also being
led
away
with
the error
of the
wicked
fall
from
your own
steadfastness.
What he was doing
was
working.
What
I was
doing
wasn't
having
much success.
1 Corinthians
15:58.
Flexibility.
That's one thing this
where we're
exhorted
here.
Therefore, my
beloved brethren,
every character
quality,
steadfast,
unmovable,
it's balancing,
always
abounding.
In
the work
of the Lord,
for as much as you know
that
God has a way of
is not
doing that.
In
the
and
Lord.
We get to alertness.
Now,
that's not
all
tell of
you what happened
there.
Are about.
So
every
character
quality
needs
a
balancing
quality.
For example,
and,
flexibility.
I'll talk
it needs to be
balanced
with
next week or
responsibility.
And
decisiveness.
Thank you for your attention.
And I,
you see that?
I'll give you a little bit of a peek into
attentiveness
into what
needs to
goes
be practiced
every
with alertness
Saturday, and it's
and
such a blessing to me to have you give your
attention
to
we're
looking
what are you finding
God's
will
is going
on,
and
that's
the Lord.
Where the grid of Scripture
and we had one
comes
moved
in.
Away, so we're one
short
grid of Scripture.
Togo
left us.
And
number two, you're
understanding
the possibility
of
true
Father,
character.
We thank you for your word, Lord. It's a
land
where
the more
we
understand
the true
nature
of character,
your
love
for
us,
the more
we
realize
so
that
we
can
call
humanly
Father,
impossible.
And Lord, it's our desire that we would grow in your grace
and
your knowledge.
It's
humanly
impossible
to fully
character
out
of
your Son
that
we might
glorify
him
the Holy Spirit
and
be
found at
his
appearing,
Lord.
As
gold
has been
tried.
For example,
we
may think,
bless
the service
that
we
are,
I pray,
and
grateful.
And
thank you now.
In
Jesus'
name.
When
people
describe
Amen.
You as a grateful
person,
but
are
we
truly
grateful?
Are
we
grateful
to
everyone
and
in
every
situation,
even
for
tragedies?
When's
the last
time
the car
broke
down and
you
just thank God
because
you
needed
a new
transmission?
And
are
we
fully
grateful
to
God?
Do
others
who
know
us,
would they
regard
us
as being
grateful?
And
do we
have
the right
motives
for
expressing
that
gratefulness?
And
furthermore,
every
character
quality
is
a practical
example
of
genuine
love.
You
recall
that
from
Corinthians
13
and
Pastor's
wonderful
exposition
on it.
A few,
a
couple
months
back
now,
probably.
Every
character
quality
is
a
practical
expression
of genuine
love.
And
true love
springs
from
a heart
that's
willing
to give,
not
from
a
heart
that's
focused
on
personal
gain.
The
one
who
has
genuine
love
will
demonstrate
all
character
qualities
all
the time.
That's
an
old boy.
Are
you
kidding
me? How can we gain the power for character? Well, the very same situations that cause most people to become discouraged and bitter and are actually designed or allowed by God